Hello, good evening. My name is Gustavo, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we are conducting a shared public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency?
No.
Does anybody work for a volunteer on a political campaign?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you so much. So let me ask you, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? You are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely, or not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or you are not registered to vote?
I'm definitely going to vote.
Definitely going to vote. Thank you so much. And with which political party are you registered?
Independent.
Independent. All right. Thank you so much.
Calla.
Okay. What is your main racial background?
Hispanic.
What is your age?
36.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gone enough on the wrong track?
Definitely on the wrong.
Thank you so much. From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? I am going to read you a list, and you can please tell me what is the most important to you. For example, quality of life, growth and overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, corruption in local government, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, housing and property insurance costs, crime and neighborhood safety.
Corruption in local government.
Thank you so much. Although it is a non-partisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? You are definitely voting for the Democratic candidate, or just probably voting, or lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for Republican candidate, probably for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
You said just voting, right?
Yeah.
I'll put that.
I'm sorry?
I'll put that, just voting.
Oh, but in this case, are you going to vote for the Democratic candidate or Republican?
I'm kind of in the middle, but I'll just say I'll lean towards more Democrat.
And for the Democratic candidate, you could say that you are definitely going to vote, or probably, or you are leaning slightly to vote for the Democratic candidate.
Lean slightly, or vote slightly.
All right, thank you so much. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. Or if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, you can indicate that as well. For example, Alfonso Leon or Alfie Leon.
I've never heard of him, so I have no. How can I say it? No opinion.
Okay, thank you so much. And Maria Elvira Salazar?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
Thank you. Daniela Levine Cava?
Very unfavorable.
Donald Trump?
Like, I guess favorable, like slightly.
And would you say that is very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Joe Sanchez?
No opinion.
Francis Suarez?
Extremely unfavorable.
Miguel Solomon?
Extremely favorable.
All right, so you could say that he's very favorable.
Mm-hmm.
Or somewhat favorable.
No, very, very.
Very favorable. Okay, thank you. What about Fabian Basavi?
No opinion.
Eileen Higgins?
No opinion.
Rosie Cordero Stotts?
Same, no opinion.
Joe Carrojo?
Very, very unfavorable.
Vicky Lopez?
Nikki Lopez. No opinion.
Thank you. Carlos Jimenez?
Carlos Jimenez. Very unfavorable.
Alex Diaz de la Portilla?
Extremely unfavorable.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say very unfavorable or very favorable?
No. Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. And Joe Biden?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. You will now be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Joe Carrojo or for Eileen Higgins?
Higgins.
If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Miguel Solomon or Eileen Higgins?
Solomon.
Thank you. The same question, but in this case, would you vote for Alfonso Leon or Eileen Higgins?
No idea who they are, so I'll go with Higgins.
I'm sorry? Can you
repeat?
All right, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner?
Be honest, it's kind of neutral. It's not too great, not too bad.
You can tell me if you think that you strongly approve her job, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
All right, thank you so much. You will now be given some statements about Eileen Higgins, and please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Eileen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If it would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Eileen Higgins said she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to work more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or take an expensive alternative like Uber or Lyft. After hearing that, would you say that it is much more likely to vote for her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you so much. Now, Eileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that would bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods. After hearing that, would you say that it is much more likely to vote for her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you. And during these challenging times, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. After hearing that, the same option for you is much more likely to vote for her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out long-time residents from their home by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood. And the same options for you is much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely.
Much less likely.
Thank you so much. These are the last two for this part. While so many are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year. For you, it is somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you so much. And the last one for this. Since Eileen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in your community more than doubling and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes. After hearing that, would you think that it's much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely?
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you so much. And one last time, you will be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Joe Carrojo or Eileen Higgins?
Higgins.
Thank you. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Miguel Solomon or Eileen Higgins?
Solomon.
And again, the same question. Would you vote for Alfonso Leon or Eileen Higgins?
Alfonso, I would definitely vote.
All right, thank you so much. I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
It was a four-year degree or a bachelor's.
All right, thank you so much. What is your national ancestry?
Dominican.
Dominican, thank you so much. All right, thank you. Okay, thank you so much. That's everything from my part. I really appreciate your time. I hope you have a wonderful night.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Of course. All right, bye.